Simon's shadow-hunting friends were the other reason he was going. "I'm sure," said Simon. "Bye, Mom. I love you." He meant it. He never stopped loving her, in this life or any other. "I love you unconditionally," his mom had said once or twice when he was younger. "That's how parents love. I love you no matter what." People said things like that, without thinking of potential nightmare scenarios or horrific conditions, the whole world changing and love slipping away. None of them ever dreamed love would be tested and fail. Rebecca had sent him a card that said, "Good luck, soldier boy," Simon remembered. Even when he'd been locked out of his home, door barred to him in every way it could be, his sister's arm around him and her soft voice in his ear. She had loved him, even then. So there was that. It was something, but it wasn't enough. He could not stay here, caught between two worlds and two sets of memories. He had to escape. He had to go and become a hero, the way he had been once. Then all of this would make sense. All of this would mean something. Surely it would not hurt anymore. Simon paused before he shouldered his bag and departed for the academy. He put his sister's card in his pocket. He left home for a strange new life and carried her love with him, as he had once before. Simon was meeting up with his friends, even though none of them were going to the academy. He'd agreed he'd come to the institute and say goodbye before he left. There was a time when he could have seen through glamours on his own, but Magnus had to help him do it now. Simon looked up at the strange, imposing bulk of the institute, remembering uneasily that he had passed this place before and seen an abandoned building. That was another life, though. He remembered some kind of Bible passage about how children saw through smudged glass, but growing up meant you could view things clearly. He could see the institute quite plainly, an impressive structure rising high above him. The sort of building designed to make humans feel like ants. Simon pushed open the filigreed gate, walked down the narrow path that snaked around the institute, and crossed through to the grounds. The walls that surrounded the institute enclosed a garden that struggled to thrive given its proximity to New York Avenue. There were impressive stone paths and benches, and even a statue of an angel that gave Simon nervous fits since he was a Doctor Who fan. The angel wasn't weeping exactly, but it looked too depressed for Simon's liking. Sitting on the stone bench in the middle of the garden were Magnus Bane and Alec Lightwood, a shadow hunter who was tall and dark and fairly strong and silent, at least around Simon. Magnus was chatty, though, had the aforementioned cat eyes and magic powers, and was currently wearing a clinging t-shirt in a zebra-striped pattern with pink accents. Magnus and Alec had been dating for some time. Simon guessed Magnus could talk for both of them. Behind Magnus and Alec, leaning against a stone wall, were Isabel and Clary. Isabel was leaning against the garden wall, looking over it into the distance. She looked as if she were in the middle of posing for an unbelievably glamorous photo shoot. Then again, she always did. It was her talent. Clary, however, was staring stubbornly into Isabel's face and talking to her. Simon thought Clary would get her way and get Isabel to pay attention to her eventually. That was her talent. Looking at either of them caused a pang in his chest. Looking at both of them started a dull, steady ache. So instead, Simon looked for his friend Jace, who was kneeling by himself in the overgrown grass, sharpening a short blade against a stone. Simon assumed Jace had his reasons for this. Or possibly he just knew he looked cool doing it. Possibly he and Isabel could do a joint photo shoot for Badass Monthly. Everyone was assembled, just for him. Simon would have felt both honored and loved, except mostly he felt weird, because he had only a few broken fragments of memory that said he knew these people at all, and a whole lifetime of memories that said they were armed, overly intense strangers. The kind you might avoid on public transportation. The adults of the Institute and the Clave, Isabel and Alec's mother and father and the other people, were the ones who suggested that if Simon wanted to become a shadow hunter, he should go to the academy. It was opening its doors for the first time in decades to welcome trainees who could restore the shadow hunters' ranks that the recent war had decimated. Clary hadn't liked the idea. Isabel had said absolutely nothing on the subject, but Simon knew she hadn't liked it either. Jace had argued that he was perfectly capable of training Simon in New York, had even offered to do it all.